Good afternoon and welcome to the Oregon Board of Education special virtual meeting of September 9th at 4 o'clock. We'll have the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We need the roll call of the board, please.
Okay. Mr. Shea?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Mrs. Miller?
Here.
Mrs. Molnar?
Here.
And Mr. Zavisky?
Here.
Okay, the next thing item is a motion to adopt the agenda as written, please. May I have a motion?
So move.
A second? Discussion? Roll call?
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item 5 on the agenda is a motion to enter into executive session for the purposes of preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with employees. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
A second? I'll second. Discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to know a bit more specifics. I don't think the reason that you're posted is accurate. We're not in negotiations, we're not in bargaining.
We are preparing?
No.
Per our attorney, we are. So, Mr. Zavitsky, that may be your opinion, I guess, or your understanding at this point in time, but...
Well, the reason, legal reason going, but the one that we stated right there is not legal.
Okay.
Memorandum of understanding is part of negotiations. If there's any adjustments to that, then that would be part of negotiations, I believe.
That's what legal said.
Anything that's tied with our contract have to be.
Okay, it's on you guys. I'm absolved from it because I voted no for, I'm gonna vote no for executive session, so it's on you guys.
Okay, after discussion, roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
No.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
And Mr. Kennedy?
No.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
So we are 3-2, which means that's a majority. So we will be going into executive session. Thank you. And we will be leaving and we will be back in a bit. Thank you.
Exactly.
Bye.
Everybody back? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, everybody is back.
There you go, Heather.
So, Carol, go ahead. And I think you're muted, though.
So, we're moving on to item number 6. It is a resolution related to insurance and premium contributions for non-teaching employees who have been subject to a recent reduction in force during the COVID-19 pandemic. I need a motion to approve a resolution related to insurance premium contributions for non-teaching employees who have been subject to a recent reduction in force during the COVID-19 pandemic. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Essentially, what this does is to put our employees back into a reasonable amount for their insurance. Is there any discussion further? I may mention that it was in the original MOU that the union turned down, but we'll see how the vote goes.
You ready? Okay. Sorry, Mrs. Mulmer. Okay, Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky.
Yes.
Mr. Shea.
You're muted, Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Miller. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I can't hear. And Mrs. Molnar.
Yes. Thank you. And item number 7 is a resolution to partially recall and reinstate certain non-teaching employees and positions that had been subject to a reduction in force. And it will start on August 24th, 2020. It's recommended that the employment contracts associated with those positions be reinstated to 80% beginning September 14th, 2020. There are 19 paras involved. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
A second. Discussion?
I have just 2 questions real quick, if I could. Did you say 9 or 19?
19.
19. And Hal, at one point, didn't we say we needed about half of them back for the special needs? Or is this, how's that fit into it?
Yeah, this is for our returning students coming back on Monday. And so we're bringing the student programs that are what we term as self-contained programs or some of our most needy. So it's about half of our paraprofessionals in the district.
Half of the paraprofessionals, not half of the total that were RIFed.
Correct, just the paraprofessional classification.
What about transportation for those students?
So that is going to be a motion on next Tuesday's because it was a little bit different in terms of they were specialized bids that by seniority they put in for. So on Tuesday, we'll be approving the bus drivers.
And that'll account for 5 bus drivers and 5 bus monitors, excuse me, for a total of 30 out of the 102 employees.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything further? Roll call.
Mr. Shea.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Molnar.
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
Yes.
And Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Okay, and the last item would be another executive session if anyone feels it's necessary.
No, but I didn't see, Carol, I didn't see anything on here for board discussion. Or is that not an item here for this meeting?
It's not an item on here this time. And since we adopted the agenda as written. Okay, anything further?
Well, yeah, I got further. I want to discuss a couple items.
But we don't have discussion.
Well, you asked if there's anything further.
No, I said there is nothing further. So we're ready to adjourn. May I have our next regular board meeting is Tuesday, September 15th at 6 o'clock. Anybody with questions or concerns or comments for public participation, please email Hal Gregory at hgregory@oregoncs.org. Other than that, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Mrs. Miller? Yes. Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
Mr. Zvisky?
No.
Okay. And Mr. Kennedy?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.